Hello and welcome back to Lounging with Books. I'm Sophie.
And I'm Claire.
Well, obviously everybody knows there's the coronavirus madness at the moment.
Yeah.
A lot of people are having to self-isolate. There's been partial school closures. It's a very uncertain time. However, we're going to give you some certainty with books that you should take if you end up self-isolating.
Yeah.
Because if you are self-isolating for a long time, why not do some reading during that time?
Oh, reading's the best thing.
It's the best thing.
So instead of stockpiling food...
Or toilet rolls. Start stockpiling your books.
Yeah, stockpiling books. We've been putting together our books that we've got at home. We're currently in a situation where we've just got our year 7, 11 and 13 in the school.
Because so officially schools aren't meant to close.
No.
But, you know, it seems like a very stupid thing for the government to say, because there's a lot of in their regulations that they've put out where staff can't attend school because they fall into those categories.
Mm.
And if there's no staff, how are you going to run a school?
Yeah.
So the government needs to, I don't know, put their thinking caps on and realise this misjudgment of theirs.
Yeah, because you can't run a school without any staff.
So that's why we're in partial closure.
But we're still here.
We're always here.
We're fine.
Who knows,
though?
This could be the last podcast for a while, but we're still here. So yesterday I took about 24 books home. A lot of those are actually, 17 of those are for the Book Trust panel that I'm going to. So I can't talk about those books because the long list is meant to be a secret. So I did take a lot of Book Trust books home for the potential pack next year.
Yeah.
But I'm taking home Heartstopper Volume 3 because the Heartstopper series is probably one of the best graphic novels I've read for teens in a long time by Alice Osman.
Oh, the kids just go crazy for it.
They're going crazy for it. I went crazy for it. I love the drawings. I love her panels.
But then, yeah.
So if you've not read the Heartstopper series, Volumes 1, 2 and 3, I would say would keep you busy for a while, but they won't because they're so good you'll eat them up.
One of the books I've taken home is Evolution by Terry. So that is actually the third book in the series to do with, because it was Contagion, Deception and now Evolution, which is quite apt because obviously it's about an epidemic that's going on. Yeah.
You're reading for the situation we're in.
Yeah. And I often do the book twos and threes when I'm going on a
possibly going away
or not going to be here for a bit. So what's your next one?
I've taken A Skinful of Shadows by Frances Hardinge because, like I say, we don't usually double up on books, but you've been saying this book is right up my street.
Oh, yeah.
And usually I would take it for the summer, but in uncertain times I'm taking it now because it's quite a chunky book, but I'm really looking forward to it. There were some students yesterday who were asking me for book recommendations, and I deliberately left that one out because I wanted to take it. Sorry, robbed them. Add Frances Hardinge onto your list. Skinful of Shadows, it's a kind of a dark fantasy, isn't it?
Where people
inhabit her body.
Yeah, she inhabits the souls of dead people, basically.
Sounds up my street.
It is.
Didn't you say there was like a bear spirit?
Yes.
I'm all up for that.
Yeah, there's a bear. And she takes on the role of that if the soul takes over for a little while, takes on the role of that person. So
I think that'll be a good escape book.
It's very good. I liked it. I've pinched a few from, well, quite a few from the Scholastic Book Fair.
All the ones you had your eye on, you're like, yoink.
So I've taken The Boxer by Nikesh Shukla. He wrote Run Riot, and I've already read that one. And that one dealt with kind of gangs and rapping. And this one is about, I think it's a 17-year-old called Sunny who goes into being a boxer. And it's told through 10 rounds.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah, 10 rounds of his first boxing match. And there's racism in and radicalisation. There's all sorts of that going on in it. So I think it could be quite gritty and interesting. Frankly in Love by David Yu.
You know we both want to read. You actually pinched these before I even had a look.
Sorry.
Because I was like, oh yeah, I've got to take all these ones for Book Trust home. And then I was like, maybe I should take a few others. And you were like, I've already taken all the Scholastic ones. So I was like, what? All the ones I wanted to read.
Yeah. We spoke briefly about Frankly in Love. But
it just sounds great.
Yeah, it just sounds good. The Girl Who Came Out of the Woods by Emily Barr. It's a bit of a thriller. that was recommended to us by a teacher who'd read it, so I just want to read it.
Yeah, you know, if we do end up like isolating, you'll just get texts from me all the time being like, how was that book? What was it about?
Yeah.
Can you post it? Is that still a thing?
The cover's good on it.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Yeah.
I've taken from the Scholastic stock that we took, One of Us Is Next by Karen McManus, which is the sequel to One of Us Is Lying.
Yeah, and you've read all those, haven't
I've
you?
I've read all that. Well, a lot of the kids thought that Two Can Keep a Secret was the sequel to One of Us Is Lying. And I was like, no, there is a sequel, but it's not that one. But this is the sequel. And I'm very interested because I really thought One of Us Is Lying was kind of like a wrapped up story. So I want to know how she's going to unpick that and make it a whole sequel in its own right.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, so I'm interested. A lot of the kids, obviously, they love this. Yeah. They love her. Her thriller writing is very good for young kids, to be fair. So I've taken this as you pinched all the others. I was like, oh, I guess I'm left with the only one that I wanted out of those ones. So I've taken that. It's a good little thriller.
Yeah.
But it is a sequel book.
Yeah. I've also taken... Now, loads of kids read Ross Welford in
they
our
do,
library.
Yeah. I
they
never
love them,
Ross Welford.
And they've. I've not read a Ross Welford, so I've been recommended by a few students I should take a Ross Welford. So I'm taking The Kid Who Came from Space. I'm not sure what it's about. It's clearly about a kid that came from space.
It might not be. It might be a complete
lie.
False advertising.
He's written one about a dog, I think.
Yes.
It's called.
And an invisible one.
Yeah.
What Not to Do If You Turn Invisible and The Dog
Who Saved the World. So I've taken that one. I've also taken Saving Midnight by Susie Zale. Because it's got horses in it.
Yeah, and we do have a lot of students that like animal books. But this was an interesting one because we had two books that were about concentration camps, didn't we? And I said, oh, you should take Red Ribbon because they say that if you like the tattoo
Which
of
Auschwitz...
Which I
have got that one as well.
If you like the tattoo of Auschwitz, you should read this. And I said, a lot of people like the tattoo of Auschwitz, so you probably should. And then we saw Saving Midnight and you read it and it was about a horse in a concentration camp. And you were like, this sounds really good.
Yeah.
So,
it's going to be, I think, it's going to be
Black
like Black Beauty and War Horse. It's going to be on that type of thing,
I bet the animal. I couldn't read it. I bet the horse dies.
I hope not. Yeah, I've read The Horse Whisperer and I've seen the film and that makes me cry every time I see it. I love horses.
So you've taken two historical fictions home, haven't you?
Yeah, I have, yes.
You've taken a lot of different ones, which
I have
is really
taken
good.
A lot of different ones, yeah. I've also taken The Star Outside My Window by Anjola Kuralf. Because I did like...
Boy at the Back of the Class. It's good. You're reading a lot of middle grade at the moment.
Yeah, I feel I need to read a bit more middle grade because I do tend to aim for the YAs and, you know, we get a lot of middle graders taking books out. But this one is about apparently a mother disappears and he's in foster care. And I think it's a story about hope and there's a bit of an adventure and, you know, a bit like the boy at the back of the class that ended up being a little bit of an adventure at the end.
That was so happy as well, that story.
Yeah. So I've got that one. And I've taken a graphic novel.
Yay! You
know, which I very rarely take graphic. I loved Speak by Laurie House Anderson.
I think you'll like the one you've taken.
Yeah, this one, Summer, by Julianne Tamaki and Mariko Tamaki.
I like this one. The panels in that graphic novel are just beautiful.
Really?
They leave quite a lot of empty space panels with like no words on it or anything, but that kind of, you read so much more into the story. It feels so emotional when you open a page and it's just one big picture. I think you'll like it.
Yeah, I think I will as well.
It's an interesting story.
I'm not really good with the mangas, but...
Mangas are a bit mental though.
Yeah, some of the graphic novels I want to read, so that would be good, I think. I've also been encouraging people to take quite a lot of the Booktrust challenges home because I want them to do a fair amount of reading and actually know that they've read the story. So when they do these challenges, they come back and they'll get the credits and things like that.
And it's, you know, kind of reading comprehension for them. So if they are off school, they can actually still learn something through their book.
Because we had some year eights in yesterday,
Yes, we did.
Thank God they took some books home.
I know. Well, we had some year eights in and you were like, stockpile your books.
Yeah.
And we had no idea we're going to partial closure at this point. And all the year eight girls were just like flocking there, grabbing all the Booktrust challenges. We had one girl take out all of the Sarah J Maas series. I don't know how they fitted in her bag, to be fair.
I know. They were just taking, weren't they? But
lucky for them because they're not in today.
Yeah. Yeah, so they were wise, weren't they?
They were wise.
I mean, clearly it's one of the best things you could do for your English, really, is to read a book.
Well, yeah, so, they, you know, if you read, you're a better writer.
Yeah.
And when you're at school, you've got to do a lot of creative writing for exams or even mm-hmm. writing essays. You know, you can analyse your text when you're reading it. So I actually say the best thing you can do in your downtime is read. There's only so much Netflix you can watch. There's only so many games you can play. Whereas a book, you can go on a different adventure every day and it still stimulates your mind. You're not going to be sat there feeling like a couch potato or you're not doing anything.
No, yeah, exactly.
You can visit all these different
places.
You
don't have to feel guilty about reading a book, I don't think.
No, because you always feel like you've achieved something.
Yeah, yeah. I can't, do you know what though? I really struggle to sit and watch television for long periods of time. I get really fidgety.
It depends what I'm watching.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, I watched Altered Carbon, which is based on a book, actually. So it wasn't a huge cheat. But I watched that and I did actually sit there for 6 hours, but I didn't realise it had been 6 hours.
Yeah.
So
quite hooked on The Noughts and Crosses.
Yes, by Mallory Blackstone. You said that the series is completely different to the book.
Yeah, it's very different. It's a different age group. Mm.
Sometimes I think it's good.
But I think that's been purposely done.
Mm.
And I know Mallory Blackman is very happy with the result of the series. So, but it is very interesting. It's not how I visualised it either.
Mm.
It's my visualisation when I was reading the books was a lot different.
So during these uncertain times, make sure you've got your books available at home because reading is good for you, no matter your age.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to help with your mental health as well. Because it's,
oh, yes.
If you're going to end up staring at four walls for more than 4 months, I think having a book there is going to be...
Yeah. You can go on a little vicarious adventure.
You can. So look into our recommendations, read them. They're going to be great. And stay safe, I guess.
Yeah.
It's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.